Right now, it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. We welcome in Thorne Christendotter, who joins us every week with some highlights of what's going to be in Main Street Magazine, not only online at mainstreetmag.com, but also in the magazine throughout the tri-state region. Good morning, Thorne.
Good morning. How are you today?
Not too bad. Got some more rain. I think we're all caught up on the rain now that we missed out over the past couple of weeks. But other than that, it's a bright, sunny day, and it's 63, so you can't complain.
Good. Have you got power back?
We got power back. It's funny. We got power back almost 1 week from when we lost it here at the station. The generator performed marvelously, but I know our neighbors appreciate the fact that they've had now almost a week of silence. I felt so bad for them. I really did. It was one of those things that there's nothing. There was no answer to help, and they were very good. They were very, very good to understand that. So, anyhow, you do these in Main Street Magazine. You interview various politicians and everything like that to get a personal look at them. And I was thinking about the one that you have in this week's magazine because it's the Hillsdale, we would call him selectman, but who resigned. You've got a story on him.
Yeah, that's, I think we had that on our website because we had a feature on him a few months back. And in it, we said that he was due to resign early because he and his husband are moving to California. So Griffin kind of did an update on our website about him actually now leaving. But life changes and folks have to switch sometimes gears. And but he's been in the community for a long, long time and has been a major contributor to the Hillsdale, greater Hillsdale area. And having been there for so long that a lot of people I know are sad to see him go. But who knows? As they say, one door closes, a window opens.
And I used to live in Hillsdale many years ago, but Hillsdale is a totally different town. How it's evolved over the past 15 years,
in the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's just an interesting town that borders on, of course, Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and Dutchess County, and it really is a town that looks totally different than it did when I was there. And they still have the same, but they've done what Millerton did. They still have the same local services, same, locals can shop in town as well, not just people who spend the weekend. So,
exactly. And they've got some interesting stuff there. I mean, one of the staples has always been the Harrington's family and Harrington's. Yeah. And, they have the Stewart's and the diner. And, in addition, they've, the Mount, of course. But there have been some, fun additions through the years. And Chuck, who owns the IGA, opened a beautiful liquor store there. And, the Hillsdale House has reopened. So, they've got some, and of course, the Rojan Brewery, of course. So there have been some fun additions and, changes in the last few years and just investments in the town, besides the fact that they have a new, the sidewalks are due to the sewer situation there. So it's they've been through a lot and done a lot of changes there.
All right. A story, though, that's interesting in this issue, sowing the seeds of local economic regrowth.
Let me just flip to that one. So we're looking at the same thing here because obviously I'm working a month ahead, so I've half forgotten what we had. yes. So actually, Andrea, who wrote this, is a friend of mine, and she has dabbled in writing and something she's passionate about. And so, she was talking to me about writing, and I asked her, what are you passionate about? She's a mom of three, and she's, into, trying to help her local community, especially during this time, and buying natural foods and supporting local farmers and whatnot. So she had, so I kind of told her, put that together in a story. So this is what she came up with. And so it's kind of a little bit of personal, but then she talks to this lady, I forget her name right now, at, where is it here? Sorry. Lisa Babich. Talks to her about Camp Hill Village and the things that Camp Hill Village is doing, just how they support the community and how they grow, different products and, the seeds as well. So it's you know, she did a nice compilation of, you know, kind of putting a personal yet, you know, looking at the farming niche as well.
You know, and speaking about Main Street Magazine, there's no particular story on this, but I was talking to some friends and talking on the radio the other day. I really want people to support the Millerton Movie House with their subscription services, where if you have cable at home and you're anywhere connected to the internet, you can subscribe movies from the movie house. Carol has been, they've been closed now basically for 5.5 months, which is devastating. And the movie house is probably one of the key factors in the eventual revitalization, what happened in Millerton, New York.
And, oh, hands down.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get across to people. I go online and I try to buy at least one movie a week like that, simply because they've had, other businesses have a chances. They have not had a chance to reopen yet. And it's, you know, to be closed for 5.5 months is just absolutely, unless you own a business, you don't know how devastating that is. So
it's, you know, I'm two doors down from Carol, and you know, I walk past when I, with my morning coffee, I walk past there every day, and it's, you know, yes, they've had cleaning crews in there, and I think they're using the opportunity to do some deep vacuuming and whatnot, but you know, it's sad. I don't smell the popcorn in the afternoon, and you know, the lines aren't forming at different times of day, you know, for the you know, sometimes when they have the kids movies in the afternoons or whatnot, and that was, you know, a huge part of the town and kind of the vibrancy of the town. So you know, it's a little bit of a hole that's missing there for our community, and I think, you know, people in the greater area feel it too, because they go to the movies or used to go to the movies there. So, you know, I've seen Carol a couple of times, and it's, you know, it's hard. I can only imagine how tough it is. And as you said, she hasn't had an opportunity to open up. So it is devastating for her and, you know, for everyone who's involved in the movie house.
And I just like to remind people that they can stream movies at the movie house gets a financial credit for it. So, I mean, it's something they should consider on doing.
And they get some great programming. So.
Oh yeah, it's some terrific programming, and it's not just one or two movies. So they've got some great programming. And what I've done during this whole political season and pandemic season, is I stopped watching almost regular TV exclusively, and now I just do. I watch movies that you can get for $5, $10, $15, and I experiment. And you know what? I've been probably more pleased with movies 80% of the time than disappointed that I've done that. So
hey, that's a good percentage.
Yeah, so I just hope people get out there and support it. Now, what is, you, like you said, you're planning for next month's magazine. What are some of the things that are on tap for next month?
So we are actually going to press this week with our September issue, and it's shaping up to be a nice one. And before the pandemic, earlier, you know, actually late last year, we kind of, throughout the year, we have some themes, and we had come up with themes for this year. Of course, you know, for the last few months, that's kind of gone out the window. But we had a kind of, September has in the last few years always been our kind of school theme, if you will, or education. I should call it education because it's not limited just to schooling. This year we decided to switch, and we were going to focus more on, you know, harvest and the fact that September is the harvest season and or going into harvest season. So, but with, you know, the pandemic, I kind of scratched that idea, although, you know, a handful of my writers were still in that realm. So we've got a mixture of, you know, some of that. Our real estate article this month, or September, I should say, will focus on rentals, because we know the rental market around here is just going bananas. So that's a really fascinating one. And, you know, so it's a bit of a mixture, but you'll feel a little farm feature throughout, you know, a theme of that throughout the issue.
All right. And I know how hard it is to walk the line between this month and next month issues. But with your magazine now, as you look towards, we always look toward the radio station. We break things down in quarters. We do.
Yeah.
So October, November, and December to us is probably one of the most important quarters we have as a broadcast station. And we try to plan what we can't plan this year. Are you in the same category?
You know, it's been really tough, you know, in certain ways, and I deal with a lot of other media outlets too for other clients, you know, for design and marketing, and I talk to them regularly, you know, just like you and I are friendly, you know, so am I with other publications, and you know, a lot of us have been struggling because of, you know, people pulling out ads and whatnot. So it's been ever since they declared this a pandemic in March, you know, things have just shifted, and they shifted immediately. So we're kind of having to take it month to month. And as I said, you know, I talk to a lot of our advertisers and a lot of our business community and friends, as well as, you know, our quote unquote competition. And, you know, we're all kind of in it together and we compare notes. And, but that's the best thing that I can do to kind of forecast or plan ahead. You know, but then I have to say, with the election coming up, I mean, the election kind of, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, but the election kind of gets everyone a little hesitant or wacky or whatever you want to call it. So that impacts, I think, just about everyone's business too. You know, the last election for 2 quarters, everything was kind of off. So I'm, you know, I'm looking to that election, and I'm hopeful, you know, between the pandemic and the election that, you know, our local business community won't be affected that much, but it's hard to say right now.
I just know that as a radio station, and our internet sites, and as a business, I will probably actually stay up this year to watch the new year come in, just so make sure the old year goes.
I think a lot of us are sick and tired of 2020. So, you know, can we get some normalcy back in 2021, please?
All right, that's mainstreetmag.com on the web, and Main Street Magazine throughout the area. And when do you think your September issues will be hitting the newsstands?
Well, we should be sending the files, you know, either this Wednesday or Thursday. So they usually get back to us within 10 days. So I hope to have it, you know, a little early this time, because our printer, Snyder printer, has been great the last few months that they've been, you know, giving us such a quick turnaround. So we're usually out before the first. And then our two delivery people, it takes them a couple of days to get it out everywhere, because our, you know, radius is kind of large. So I hope that, you know, that week before Labor Day, we should be out everywhere.
All right, Thorin,
And
have a
of
good
course, it's online.
yep at mainstreetmag.com. Thorin, have a good week. We'll speak to you next week.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. That is Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. And once again, you'll find them throughout the tri-state region and mainstreetmag.com on the web.